Well, we've always had inequity in the schools. I mean, I grew up in segregated schools in Florida, so that's how old I am. And so when I was a kid, it was against the law for me to go to schools with black children. I think we've made a lot of progress. Particularly in the district schools, we've made an enormous amount of progress with low-income kids, with minority kids. The Hispanic kids in Florida, for example, outperformed the average of kids nationally. So we've made a lot of progress, but we have a lot of progress yet to go. I was one of the early founders of the magnet school programs, and I saw that as part of an early attempt to create more customization. You know, we've had this sort of one-size-fits-all system since the Civil War. And as I said before, there's this cultural movement towards more diversity, more pluralism, and more customization. But it's true that, again, when I looked at magnet schools, I mean, I was in a magnet school. My wife was in a regular program at our high school. There was tremendous difference in the quality of the magnet program versus the regular program. That's part of what helped motivate me to get into the work that I'm doing. Choice isn't going away. The question is, can we manage choice in such a way that there's not a have and have not? And that's the passion that I have, and I think that's the work that we're doing right now, is how do we make sure that that kids don't get left behind? And so what our scholarship does is tries to make sure that money is not a barrier for these kids, that they can have the same kind of opportunities that more affluent families have.
Is there a next phase of choice?
Yes, there is. There is. That's a great question.
What is it, and what does it look like?
It's called education scholarship accounts. And this goes back to my passion about equity and equal opportunity. It's not rational to think that schools are capable of dealing with generational poverty by themselves. It's not possible. You can't expect teachers working with kids 6 hours a day, 180 days a year, to deal with all the inequities that are in society that kids are having to deal with. Educational savings accounts are an ability to give families resources, not just to deal with choosing schools, but also to deal with the kind of developmental opportunities that are available outside of schools. Most middle-class families, their kids are able to play sports, they're able to do after-school, arts programs, they have summer camps, et cetera. Low-income kids don't have any of those developmental opportunities. And so if we're really serious about equity, we have to look beyond schools. We have to look at all the kind of opportunities that more affluent families have to develop their children. And so I think our hope is eventually to turn all of our scholarship programs into these educational scholarship accounts. The way that works is that money goes into an account for the family. It's well regulated to make sure that the money is spent appropriately, but they have the flexibility just not to spend money on school opportunities, but on after school programs that more affluent families have access to. Special tutoring programs, enrichment programs, summer camps, all the things that, my kids had access to that low-income kids don't have access to. So I'm hoping that we get serious about this equity conversation and that we get serious about making sure that families have resources, just not in terms of school choice, but in terms of education choice. You'll find, for example, I don't use the term school choice anymore. I now talk about education choice because I know that if I'm serious about equity, it really has to be serious about developmental opportunities that also transcend schools.
How would that be funded, and would every family qualify for it to some degree?
Well, the Gardner program right now is already an educational savings account. That makes sense because the kids on the Gardner program, as you mentioned before, they have special needs. We call them unique abilities, mm-hmm. spina bifida, Down syndrome, autism. Those kids need all kinds of additional support, professional occupational therapy, physical therapy. There's all kinds of needs those children have. And so what the Gardner Scholarship does, it is an ESA. It allows families to spend money just not on private school tuition or also on buying services from district schools, but also allows them to spend the money on the additional therapies and the additional kinds of curriculum opportunities that kids have. And so from my perspective, in an ideal world, I would like to see every family have access to an educational savings account. My bias, of course, is waiting the funding for low-income families so they have more. But that would give families the ability to make sure their children have the same kind of developmental opportunities that other families have.